Hello.
Hello. Am I speaking with Yvonne?
Yes.
How are you today, ma'am? My name is Antonio, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. If you don't mind me asking, Mrs. Alfaro, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet like print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Probably 50-50 chances, or you're not going to vote?
Oh, yes, I will vote. I'm an American. I have to vote.
Awesome. Now, Ms. Alfaro, please forgive me for asking, okay? What is your age?
A woman over 50, you don't ask that question.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I said, please forgive me. I'm very sorry, okay? Now, just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm an American, born in New York City.
Okay, great. Would you call yourself Caucasian, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American?
Latino.
Okay.
In immigration, they call me white.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Half and half, what would you say?
Okay. Would you like
I'm not satisfied the way the country's going.
Okay, so we can say
I'm not
dissatisfied.
There's a lot of things in there that I'm not, yeah.
Now, Mrs. Alfaro, I would like for you to rate your feelings toward some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, the opposite. Very cold and unfavorable. 50, that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. Okay? Now, if you never heard of them, just say that you never heard of them or tell me that you have no opinion. How do you feel
never
about...
Never heard of what? Heard of what?
Okay, I'm going to read the names, okay, of some people and organizations. Donald Trump. How do you feel about Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
How do I feel?
Yes. Do you feel...
Help me out.
Do you like Donald Trump?
No.
Do you feel very warm and favorable? Okay. From 0 to 100, how would you grade your feelings for Donald Trump? 0, not good. 100, very good.
No.
You can...
Zero.
You can zero. Okay. What about public charter schools? Have you ever heard about them?
Yes.
And do you like them or you don't?
What was that question again?
The public charter schools. How do you feel about them? From 0 to 100.
If I like them, huh? Charter school.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
okay.
I do.
So, from 0 to 100, what number would you give public charter schools?
0 to 100.
Uh-huh. Any number between 0 and 100. 60.
I'll give it 60, yeah.
Have you ever heard of the critical race theory or CRT?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How would you rate your feelings toward the critical race theory? From 0 to 100.
I'd say 60.
50?
Yeah.
What
no,
about...
60.
Oh, yeah. 60. 60, okay. What about Black Lives Matter? Or BLM? Have you heard about that organization?
Yes.
How do you feel about them? From 0 to 100.
I say 75.
What about public schools? From 0 to 100. How would you rate
100.
What about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, huh?
Yeah.
I say 50.
50, okay. What about...
And can I ask you one question?
Sure.
Why does, out of all the people in the world, why does it matter to you people what I think?
Well, ma'am, it matters what you think because you are a voter and you are a citizen of the United States. And we are doing a survey, okay, nationwide, okay, to find out how people feel about all these people, I mean, these persons or organizations.
Mm-hmm.
What about, how do you feel about teachers in the public schools, public school teachers?
It's okay, but they're underpaid.
Oh, okay. So, how do you feel about them? From 0 to 100.
I think they're okay.
Okay.
I think they're doing the best they can.
Okay.
But you know that education starts in the home.
Correct, exactly.
And, but parents are so busy working, you know, that they don't have no time to give their children any education at home.
I still remember.
And everything falls into a teacher's hands.
I still remember the chocolate tassels, you know, that my grandma used to give me. Oh, yeah. And with the stick. Okay. So I know that education starts at home. Yes, it does.
And you know, time has changed.
You're very right about that. Yes, ma'am. Now, how would you feel about public schools teachers from 0 to 100?
They're okay. They're just doing the best they can, which is
what
generation.
Could you select a number from 0 to 100? Remember, 100, very warm and favorable. 0, very cold and unfavorable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, unfavorable.
So what would you give them? 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, or 100?
Oh, yeah. I'll give them 90.
90.
Although they're on the pay, though.
Because, oh,
I mean, I know our teachers, and they got to go to work. You know, when they go to work, they got to take themselves a bottle of Ali with them because it's not easy to work with today's generation, you know.
Yes. What about the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT? Have you ever heard of them?
Yes.
How do you feel about them? The American Federation of Teachers.
Yeah, 75. 75 I give them.
What about your local school board?
Okay, I'll give them 65.
Okay. Well, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students?
I'll give them 75.
Okay, but would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students? The charter school or public schools?
Public schools.
Public schools. Would you say they do a much better job or somewhat better?
Somewhat then.
Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5, somewhat, 0, not very well. Let me read to you the topics. Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. Would you say, from 0 to 10, that public schools teach them or prepare the students very well or not very well? From 0 to 10.
Zero,
you can choose.
10, huh?
You can pick any number.
8.
8, okay. What about our responsibilities in democracy? The importance of civic engagement and voting from 0 to 10. You can select any number. How well do schools, public schools, prepare the students for that?
I say 8.
8. What about embrace American values and be proud American citizens? From 0 to 10, how well do they prepare them?
I say 8.
What about truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad? From 0 to 10, how would you rate the public schools preparing students with that?
I say 8.
8?
Yes.
How would you consider the following? Become more organized and have structure. From 0 to 10, how would you rate how well they are prepared by the public school system, the students?
I say 8.
What about provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting?
I say 8.
Okay. Now, would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about right amount on public school education?
Do you think that they spend
enough? Too much? Not enough? Or about?
I say not enough.
Okay. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about the critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
And as you may have heard, the critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten to 12th grade public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I disagree.
Would you disagree somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
I don't agree.
Have you read or heard about that a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are not popular and might make some uncomfortable. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Can you ask me that question again?
Sure. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge the students with alternative points of view, even those that are not popular and might make some people uncomfortable.
I'm not sure of that one.
Okay. What about teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children? Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you agree or disagree with that one?
I disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Then the last statement, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Would you agree or disagree?
No.
So would you disagree with it?
Yes, I disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
I think no. Somewhat.
I'm going to read to you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public school. For each one, Please tell me you support it or you were opposed it. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Would you support that or oppose it?
I support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
I say somewhat.
Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Would you support or oppose that?
I support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Increasing teacher pay. Would you support or oppose that?
Teacher's pay. I support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Adding armed security guards to patrol all kindergarten through 12th grade public schools. Would you support or oppose that?
I go for it.
Strongly, yes. Or somewhat?
Strongly.
Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Would you support or oppose that?
I support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kindergarten to 12th grade public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the kindergarten through 12th grade public school curriculum?
I agree.
Would you support it strongly or somewhat?
Yes, strongly.
I'm going to read to you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you find it very convincing argument, 5, somewhat, and 0, not convincing at all. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world that we live in. So, when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Would that be convincing or not convincing at all? From 0 to 10.
Convincing.
From 0 to 10, what would you give it?
I'll give it 10.
Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education is not just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? The school is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. Would that be very convincing or not very convincing? From 0 to 10.
10. Convincing.
Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reach an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How convincing is that statement? From 0 to 10.
8.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you agree or disagree with it?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are not very popular and might make some uncomfortable. Would you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
We're almost done. I truly thank you, okay, ma'am? The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
University.
So, okay, some college. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Disabled.
Are you married, unmarried with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Regardless of you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I won't answer that question.
Okay, no problem. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 8 years?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I say liberal.
Liberal. Somewhat or very liberal?
Somewhat.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
No, I do, twice a week.
Twice a week, okay.
Mm-hmm.
For just the following description I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Are you or someone in your household a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
Yes.
Would that be you or someone
yes.
in your household? Okay.
No.
Are you an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide, either you or someone in your household?
No.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
That's okay.
Do you live in the city, suburban, or rural? The area where you live.
I live in West New York.
Okay. So that'll be suburban, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ms. Alfaro. Thank you for your patience, your opinions, and participation. Thank you very much. We are done with the survey. Thank you, ma'am.
I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you very
and
much.
Whatever you do.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.